Welcome to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems, and discover your unstoppable freedom power with me, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Through this series, we will uncover many of the unconscious systems and wounds which are the driving force behind lack and unworthiness. I am a self-love mentor, life coach, and author who's been inspired to share my experience from my own personal journey of excavating through the wounds and trauma to uncover my innate magic and power. If something is missing in your life, but you can't put your finger on it, join me now so I can provide you with insight, direction, and tools to create the fulfillment and bliss of a newfound freedom. Uncover Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn starts now.
I love that intro. Hey, everybody, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you so much for tuning us in. And by the way, part of what I love to do, and many of you, I actually got this question, Benny, the other day, Jacob, Olivia, I got this question the other day, and it was from one of our listeners, like really longtime listener. As a matter of fact, so longtime listener, Benny, that remembers like the crust busting show.
Throwing it right? Back. Yeah, way back. That's yeah, throwing baby. It back.
That's like that. You talk about the magic within.
Oh, right. Yeah.
And what's interesting to me is they were asking a little bit about how we do things here. And I don't think about it. I don't like think about a methodology. I know that we are in service of people like Tracy Lynn. That's what I know. And she has a last name that is the same as my very close friend who's going to be on a psychic and Dr. D. Wallace. But Tracy Lynn Wallace, I get to work with people before we actually do a show like this, right? And one of the people were asking me the other day, they said, and I quote this, I wrote it down. So let me get my notes, Tracy Lynn. I got to get my notes so I don't blow the quote. They said, I don't want to steal your thunder, but I got to share it, okay?
Go for it.
They say, I heard you help people step into their podcast magic. And I thought, okay, you had to be looking at the show we're getting ready to talk about, right? I mean, that you had to be looking at that, because what dawned on me is that what you do and how you do it, Tracy Lynn, what you do in helping people awaken your magic within, I can't even describe how important that is. And you are all those things you mentioned and that people heard in the intro. But the other part to the question for me was answered like this. I love starting these shows off. This is your show, Awaken Your Magic with Tracy Lynn Wallace. This is the show Tracy is doing to reveal all the unconscious systems and how to discover your unstoppable freedom power. And what I feel so blessed and honored to be able to do is to introduce you to the world. See, that's my magic within. And PR people don't get that. So today, I want to welcome you for this experience and honor that you bestowed on me to take the journey with you to really launch your platform, your message in an amazing way. Welcome to your own show.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. I'm so excited to be here. And I just want to say real fast, over our last few conversations, you have made me realize how important and how powerful this really is. I mean, this has just been my truth and my magic that's been bubbling inside. And to be able to bring this to so many people and give people the opportunity to tap into their own magic and find happiness and peace and success and love and joy. And we're all just going through life kind of like these zombies and nobody can really understand why. And so when you said like, oh my gosh, I love your theme. It was that synchronicity and that validation of like, this is what I'm supposed to be doing. This is why I've gone through all the stuff I've gone through. And that's why I'm here. Yeah. And it's just a gift that I got to meet you and we have this relationship and this connection and it's just so easy and it flows. And so I'm super excited. So thank you.
Oh, yeah. I've got to ask you the question. And I think I warned you I was going to ask you this question. I've gotten to know you. I've gotten to know what you're doing now and what you're about to do and all the amazing people you're helping in the world. But, you know, you and I show up here and we don't show up here without challenges and obstacles we've had to overcome. And, you know, I know we're going to talk about discovering and uncovering, but part of that is to look at some of the challenges and obstacles we've had in our life. And I want to know what some of those might be for you and what you had to do to move beyond them to bring you to this very moment.
Great question and very deep question. It was the pain. It was just getting to a place where my life wasn't working for me anymore. Sorry if I get emotional. A lot of emptiness and a lot of struggle. And just knowing that there was something more. And I've got three kids who are now age 16 through 23. And I wanted something different for them. And they were watching me and they were watching the patterns, or I was watching the patterns of my life continue, that they were going to continue to carry on. And it had gone from generation to generation. And I just said, enough. And I just was sick and tired of being sick and tired. And I remember this moment probably 7 years ago, and I just was broken down. I was down and I was on my knees and I just was like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I said, I've got to figure out why my life is like this. And I said to the universe, dear life, game on. And that's when it all started happening. The structure started to dismantle and I started to find clarity on why. Yeah. Things were the way they were.
And I love that. I love that because, you know, part of what we're talking about here to open the show up is discovering and uncovering. And, you know, part of that process is so activated by pain sometimes. Mm-hmm. I know it's been for me. And it's hard to describe what I mean by pain. The best way I know how to describe it for myself is kind of the way you did, right? But it's this place you might get to in your life where you feel like you're almost losing hope, mm-hmm. but you're not quite at the point of helplessness. There's still a little spark in there. And so talk to me about how you got to the place of discovering this and, you know, put yourself in the forefront, becoming, so to speak, as you would say, the captain of the ship. Because here we are, and people would see us as captains. But I got to tell you, sometimes I was a person down in a bowel of the boat, bailing the water. I don't know, you?
Yes. And so the question is, have you ever been in a place where you were trying to make changes in your life? And you're doing everything and you're just like, okay, it's going to be different this time. And you go and you're seeing change, you're doing things differently. And then within a couple of months, you're back to where you were. And when we get to that place, we have to stop and go, what is driving this ship? And we think we are, we think willpower is enough, but it's not. I mean, our subconscious mind is the captain of the ship. It's like that GPS system where you're setting it to go one place, or you're wanting to go one place, and it's taking, yeah. It's turn left at the next corner, turn left. And you're like, no, I want to go right. I want to go right. And it just keeps pulling you back there. And so when you can start to uncover and discover what these programs are that are driving that ship, then you can start to get where you want to be, whether it's weight loss, whether it's mm-hmm. unhealthy habits, whether it's a career or
yeah,
anything in your life. I mean, there's a system that is running in the background that we have no idea. We're about 95% of everything we do is run from the subconscious mind.
Yeah. You know, it's interesting. I was thinking about this the other day and getting ready for the show. And we're going to talk about, you know, what is your magic in a moment. But what you're describing is so important because I was reflecting, I don't know, I think I was talking to Linda, and I was reflecting upon a really painful place and time in my life, you know, losing a job after 24 and a half years, 6 months before a full pension, but immediately going back to school and then being supported and directed to go on, to continue to go to school. I don't come from that family. Filling out an application for any kind of program, doing that on my own, daunting. And we were just chit-chatting a little bit. And I remembered one thing. See, the magic for me during that time, I never wavered on whether I was going to get in a doctoral program. I knew it from age 21. And I love how ignorant I was at the time I applied. Because this is why they say ignorance is bliss. Mm-hmm. Had I known what I know now about the process and being rejected by like 25, I think it was 35 schools. Had I known that that was a thing, I would not have kept my magic open for the one school, which was my number one choice, by the way, the one school that put me on a waiting list. So I want to ask you this. This ties right in to forgetting, as you would say, what you think you know, right? Absolutely. Because I had a conversation with one of our producers this morning. And if there was one thing I could say to somebody new in a job, walk in with not knowing what you don't know. Is that what you mean when you say forget? You think what you, come on, tell me.
Forget what you think you know. That was one of the first things that my mentor years ago had said to me. And I did not know what that meant. But really, it's, we're living in a life of illusions. We have these paradigms and these unspoken rules, whether it's our family, our religion, our political stance, beliefs about money and the way the world works. And it's letting these illusions fall apart and forgetting what we think is the truth about things, because we all have this set of glasses that we are looking at the world through. And it's a filtering lens that keeps us from stepping into our magic. Yeah. I mean, imagine if somebody told you for 1 second that you had the ability to experience a new freedom power and create a new life. Programming would stop us from doing that.
Yeah.
But if we let go of all those limiting beliefs, like you have to have a certain degree, you have to, you know, look a certain way. It's letting go of all of that. And that's where our magic comes alive.
Yeah. We're going to skip break, Benny, because I want to keep rolling with this. One of the things you talk about, Tracy, for those of you just tuning in, I want to introduce you to my friend and colleague here, Tracy Lynn Wallace. Her show is Awaken Your Magic Within. This is about revealing those unconscious systems and discover how you really tap into this unstoppable freedom power. And that's what we're talking about today. I mean, just today, I can pinpoint to so many things I thought were not available. And it's fascinating to me when we think we are actually driving the ship. Well, that's not a nautical term, driving. You don't drive the ship. I don't know. Whatever you're doing with the boat. But let's talk about truth, because truth is really difficult for people. You know, there's this idea that, oh, the truth will set you free. I like your version of it better. Tell us your version.
The truth will set you free, but first it will piss you off. And it does.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to chime in really fast and tell you kind of one of my first experiences at 20 years old. I was just depressed. I had just gone off to college. I was unhappy. I was like, I got to go to counseling. So I went to a counseling office. The first thing this man said to me was, tell me about your relationship with your father. And I said, my dad has nothing to do with this. And I got up and I left that office, never to go back. However, 25 years later, most of this had everything to do with my father. And I was so pissed. I was so bothered that he would point my unhappiness towards my family of origin, because I had the Brady Bunch family. You know, we upper middle class, nice house, private school, clothes, family vacation. On paper, it was beautiful. Behind closed doors, it was a very dysfunctional family system. Mm-hmm. And it affected me greatly. And I moved away from that family when I was 20 years old. I was a flight attendant. I'm like, I'm breaking free. I'm going to go live my life and be happy. And that baggage went with me. And that's what I think a lot of people don't want to face.
No, you know, I love that we're sharing it because that's how you know you're on to something that you need to change. When it hits you at that, at least my experience is when any kind of feedback that I've ever gotten, and I've talked about Mary Louise Smith a lot lately, but any feedback I've ever gotten, especially a boss that would just, would not even talk to me. She would not even talk to me. It didn't matter what I was coming into room. I could walk into room and say to her, oh, would you like to have lunch? But she knew. And she, before I even opened my mouth, she'd be like, what part of the problem are you? I mean, honestly, and the truth will set you free. And that, just that question is enough to really tick me off. Yeah. But let's talk about the notion of reflection and deflection, because I know that immediately my resistance went up. I would start to defend something. She just asked me a question, Tracy Lynn. Like, not, she didn't even like say anything. She didn't say like, oh, okay, you got a big L on your forehead. None of that. That was me. She asked me one question. It would set me off every day that I was in front of her until it didn't anymore. And I now, I'm now thinking about what you talk about deflection and reflection and deflection. Deflection to me, if I put it in that context, I just wanted to walk up to her and just smear her lipstick. Okay. That's my version of it. But what does it mean to you? Because this is us getting ready to talk about what is your magic. But boy, we can shut magic down, can't we?
Absolutely. And this is such a deep question that I'm about to ask. You know, how often are you blaming things on the outside of you, people, circumstances, scenarios, and not taking a moment to see what it is inside of us that's getting triggered? Nothing happens outside of us. Everything is inside of us. And all that's happening is these situations and people that come to help us grow and help us heal. And so when you're constantly blaming this person or blaming that person and, oh my gosh, they're just, you know, they're bugging me. And well, what is it that's bugging you? And this is about being able to go inside and ask yourself, what is getting stirred up inside of me? Why is this person bothering me so bad? You know, it may be a wound of, you know, I don't feel important, or I feel, you know, not enough, or I feel like I don't matter, or whatever it is. I mean, these are all programming systems that get rubbed by people outside of us and circumstances. This COVID scenario brought up a lot of internal pain for people.
Yeah.
And it's, oh, the virus, oh, people aren't getting back, so whatever it is. Well, I actually noticed in observing this whole thing that it stirred up a lot of childhood stuff for me. The control, the being quarantined and not being able to leave your house, the, you know, the craziness of wear your masks, it'll save your life. Don't wear your mask, it doesn't matter. Wash your hand, don't wash your hands, get vaccinated, get a booster, get another booster, get one more booster. No, the boosters don't help. I mean, it literally is a dysfunctional system in, you know, the current day.
But here we are with this. And I want to get back to this because this is really the lead in to what is your magic and how to find it. I mean, it's like I lost my magic. I mean, people don't say that, but they do say that. Mm-hmm. You know, I always talk about losing my mojo. I don't say that much anymore because I learned about this up here, this thing up here. But it's really interesting you brought this up. I didn't know we were going to talk about this, but can we have the truth set us free and piss us off right now?
Let's do it.
You're right about this. And you know, what is the subconscious arena we are in now that would drown out our magic? Do you know, I watched a show last night just so I can get clear in the magic of magic. And one of the things I thought about, and the reason I was really tapped into it, is I get clear to come back into the office. We have never shut down our studios, mm-hmm. right? Neither has Benny. But we had to have certain restrictions, right? Like you couldn't go into the studio, right? Or if you did, then you had to wear a mask. So we went through all of that. I spent a couple of grand on getting everybody, getting scrubbers to scrub the air. But in my world, because I work with the team of health, what do you want to call them? Health experts. They have a rule with me. Anybody on your team that gets sick that you've been around, you have to quarantine. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. And I went through this the other day because people just get sick. They don't get COVID all the time, but it doesn't matter. And I went through this moment. I was thinking about you. And I went through this moment of pity party. And then I said, seriously? Okay, so I've got to work in my studio, work from home. But what happens when we let that ticked off feeling get in the way or block us from the magic that's waiting to be revealed? Right?
Absolutely.
Talk about what our magic is and why we get so confused about it, because people in Hollywood are not confused about magic.
They're not. Well, think back about to the time when you watched your first Disney movie or Harry Potter. And the magic that's in those movies. And what is it? It's this feeling and this fantasy, and it transports us to a different place and time. And that's what it is. It's really what gets created within us of stepping into this new energy and this new refusing to let what's happening around us control what we're feeling or what we're experiencing in life. And you know, back to the COVID thing really fast, it's just fascinating because I, you know, we're in Arizona and we've been wide open. We've been, COVID was a blink in the eye for us down here. And I know up in Washington, it's a little more strict. And my friend was telling me that restaurants are just starting to open up. And so what's the difference here between one state and another state when it's still the same, you know, pandemic that's going on and how people are affected? And you know, we were watching people going out and traveling and enjoying their life. And we're like, no, we're going to be the good little boy and girl, and we're going to stay home and do our role. And it was like, wait a minute, why is everybody else getting to go enjoy their life and awaken their magic and live in a different mindset when we're still living in this hostage situation? And so, exactly. You know, it's just what we choose to do. And yes, please don't misunderstand me. It's about being respectful for other people and knowing that, you know, there's negative situations that occur can occur with this virus spreading. But at the same point, at the same moment, it's also about taking control of our lives and stepping into our own magic and not being the victim and not allowing somebody else to mandate our happiness.
Yeah. I love that, because talk for a minute about this innate power we have, but also this idea of resistance, because I could have been like the big R on resistance. And yet what I realized is that my situation's a little bit different. And I understand the people that are around me are just being super cautious for me. And, you know, and I could have been like berserk. And then I looked around and I said, oh, so I have to work from here a couple of days. How cool is that? Right? You know, I may even cut the grass this afternoon. See, that's the difference between like that and going with the flow on this. Can you talk about energy and vibration? Because the minute I was able to shift that, and it took me a little bit over the weekend to do it, because I had to really think, when Monday comes, what will I do? Will I go in or will I stay here? But boy, it's so much easier if we just don't fire up our resistance engines. Talk about that, would you?
resistance is the most painful thing that we can do to ourselves, because we're blocking our energy. We are blocking our magic. When we're in that place of resistance, we are literally, it's a control thing. And that is one of the lowest vibrating energies that we can have. When you start stepping into gratitude and love and acceptance, you're radiating at a higher vibration. And that's when magic starts to happen around you. So by being able to just accept and shift your mindset, right? Like you said, I could either be pissed about it, or I can say, hey, you know what? What can I do to enjoy where I'm at, or to find something to be grateful about, or do something to just flow with the energy? You know, most of us are swimming upstream in this constant, you know, flow of life. And it's like, sometimes we just have to let go and just whatever's going to be is going to be. And that's when that magic starts to, you become more empowered. You know, that's that unstoppable freedom power. People think letting go is actually giving up control, when really it's empowering you.
Yeah. Yeah. See, that's what I want to talk about when we come back from break, because, you know, we are at a point right now where it's this crossroads, so to speak. But I found that every day is almost a crossroads for me, in that I get to really take in everything you've just said and really explore those things. You know, I even ask myself, okay, what am I resisting about this? Right. And I get very short answers from the universe. I don't get profound Shakespearean, like, I don't get that. I get things like, you're the problem, Pat. That's what I get. And I say, okay, I get it. Yeah, you're right. But what happens when we do what you're saying? When we come back, Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to walk us through how we access the magic. What is it in the moment that we realize we're just really just like letting go of the big R? It's just like dissipating into the ethers. It's like a vampire in the sunlight. That's what's happened. What a weird analogy that was. But here it is. When you're having that moment, get ready for the next thing. When we come back, the power of next when it comes to magic. Tracy Lynn Wallace. Tracy, before we go, how do people find out about you? Let's have your website.
They can find me on inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
You see that? Inspired Wisdom Coaching. When we come back, get ready to be inspired. We're also taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. What's your favorite movie? Do you know what it is? Do you know why it is? When we come back, I'm going to hear from Tracy. Maybe we'll even hear from Benny. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I've lost my mojo.
Do you get stuck in that someday attitude, living the same day over and over again with no action? The Becoming You Show, big ideas that inspire, impact, and influence your life with Leah Rowling, is for you. Tune in every Friday at 11 a.m. Central on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This show will have you feeling inspired to take action with purpose and intention. For more information and to get in touch with me, visit www.leahrowling.com.
Tune in to Awaken Your Magic Within, reveal unconscious systems to discover your unstoppable freedom power. Join me, Tracy Lynn Wallace, on TransformationTalkRadio.com the first Tuesday of each month, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern, to gain insight, direction, and tools to uncover limiting beliefs. Get ready to step into your unstoppable power to discover and uncover your magic within.
Have you been on life's roller coaster trying to figure out what to do next? Then join Greta, Lee, Yvonne in the Realm of Beings each Friday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Shake the dust off your wings and fly to the highest heights in your thoughts and actions. Express your greatness. Be a champion for yourself. And we'll see you there on Shifting Impressions Conversations with the Realm of Beings.
Hey, everybody, it's me, psychic medium Jamie.
And me, spirit walker Nicole. We are so excited to introduce you to our new live call-in show called Shades of Spirit on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
As we connect you with your crossed-over loved ones, angels, and guides, and also help you develop your own psychic and healing abilities. For more information and to book your own private experience, go to ShadesOfSpirit.com and also follow us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with monthly guest host Karen Benton. Tune in for powerful conversations about health and wellness. Karen brings unique insights rich with humor and science to her discussions with experts in medicine, movement, psychology, spirituality, and so much more. Don't miss Karen on The Truth is Funny every third Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hi, I'm Coach Martez.
And I'm licensed therapist Wadrina Layton.
We want to invite you to join us on the Coach Martez and Wadrina Layton show, where we discuss understanding love, accepting truth, and changing your perspectives.
Relationships are the currency to life, and so many couples find themselves broke in their relationships. We want you to join us for a lively discussion and practical tips and insights on how to turn things around and gain the Merit for Life mindset.
Everybody, welcome back. Guess what? You're listening to a great show. This is a premiere show. It's one of several you'll be being able to watch and listen to. Awaken Your Magic Within. This is Tracy Lynn Wallace's show. Reveal Unconscious Systems and Discover Your Unstoppable Freedom Power. That's what we're going to talk about now. Again, before we kind of roll on this, because really we're getting ready to talk about, you know, that energy and vibration that we talked about. But now we have to evaluate stuff. Just like I was talking to you at break, like I had this evaluation thing going on. But how we look at ourselves, right? That could either get us to hold on and finish the dream, to either go back to school, to maybe get a new job, the love of your life, have kids, a new home, whatever that is, be of service in the world, maybe join the Peace Corps, I don't know, maybe become Forrest Gump, whatever that is for you. But we're going to talk about that, but I want you to just remind people, one, how do they find out about you? How do they find out about how to connect with you? But more importantly, how to work with you.
Thanks, Pat. Dr. Pat, I'm so happy to be here and welcome to any new listeners. I can be found on my website at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. I've got videos on there. I've got courses and workshops that I offer. I've got books that I've written around this thing that we're covering, which is basically these subconscious programming. So they can email me at info@inspiredwisdomcoaching.com or find me on my website.
I love it. Look at this is leading up to really tapping into that magic. This is accessing the magic. But before we get to accessing the magic, we got to take a step back and really get to this thing that we don't want to do, or we rarely want to do it. And I'm telling you, Mary Louise Smith, I know you're up there. She just has been hitting me harder and harder and harder with that question. What part of the problem are you? Now, did she do that to be mean, Tracy? Like, no. She was trying to help me grow as a person. She really was. And there's a longer story that goes with it. And I owe her so much for my career and my success. But how do we evaluate our world? How do we get beyond the shackles of fear and lacklusterness and hopelessness? Tell us how important this is to do this step before we access the magic.
When somebody is ready, there is nothing that's going to stop them from wanting to get to this place. So think about for a minute when you play games with your family. Let's just bring up the game Monopoly, which people either love or hate. And I have played with two people that have thrown the board out of frustration. So think about the way that you play a game. You know, are you strategic? Are you trying to win it? Are you wanting to make sure everybody else is happy? Are you wanting other people to win as opposed to yourself? I mean, this is a great way to evaluate your world, because the way that we play games is truly the way we play life. It's what we do in our relationships. It's what we do in our careers. It's what we do, you know, in the outside world. And so being able to step back and just start being an observer of your patterns. I mean, that's the first step, is having an awareness of, you know, like I'm saying, go play a game and just start watching how you do it. Because when I play with my family, every single one of them, that's who they are. And it comes out. So once you become conscious, that's the first step. Then that's when the changes start to occur.
Yeah. I love that you're talking about this, because I didn't have a childhood where I couldn't even tell you about games. I didn't grow up with books or fairy. I mean, honestly, as I got older, I reinvented my childhood by reading things or watching things. But I did play sports, right? I grew up in the Bronx. So sports was stickball, manhole to manhole. That was your sport. But there's something interesting about what you said, because there are inhibitors and there are trajectories. There are the things that will allow us to go to this next step of accessing our magic, or kind of keep us stuck and we don't even know we're stuck. You know that? Mm-hmm. Have you ever been there? I mean, sure. I didn't know I was stuck till crust busting came along. I just thought I was supposed to not be moving forward and be miserable. I just thought that was it. But let's talk about this, because there are some things we learn with these subconscious behaviors. I've had to get help, just like therapy or coaching. And I know that's what you do to help people. Mm-hmm. Talk about the subconscious tapes that, you know, we think are working for us, but maybe not.
We've got these systems that are running, and they are in place. They were put in place at a very young age to keep us safe. And when I say safe, it's emotionally safe. Keeping us safe from shame, from fear, from judgment. And so they served us very well at one point in our life, but now as an adult, it's that old baggage that we got to clear out. And you know, when you're looking at relationships, we're usually playing out relationships the way that we saw them played out as children. And once we bring that to the conscious, then we can start to let those things go. And so in our success, in our purpose and desire, following our purpose, you know, there's a lot of people who, you know, I think for you, for example, you shared with me your table tennis, right? You love playing table tennis, right? And if you decided to be a professional table tennis player and make a living off of that, you know, as a child, having a dream like that and the way that it gets received by the parents of like, oh, you're never going to make money doing that. You can't do that. You need to go to college and get a degree and, you know, this sort of thing, instead of supporting us and going, you know what, you can be whatever you want to be and you can do whatever you want to do. Mm-hmm. And that's our magic, when we're following those intuitive feelings that we've had from a very early age and not stepping and letting the programming that was bestowed on us run our lives.
Yeah. You know, let's just fast forward, because what I'm doing here today, the network that you're on, Benny has been with me for 20 years since day one. You know, nothing but support from Benny, from Eric Crema. You know, before that, John Schwartz, the people that were part of this original journey for me. When my life and everybody close to me was like, you're out of your mind. Why aren't you taking that fat job? Linda stood by me. Jessica showed up, helped build this. Jessica, Linda, right? When I think about that and what it's like to have people that don't understand what you're doing literally walk away from you and doubt infiltrate your life. We've got to call on the magic. We have to be able to access the magic. And that's why I so love talking with you about this, because had I not been able to do that, and I had a lot of help, let's just be clear. I'm not here because I'm like this incredible individual. I have had angels. I have had a team of people. I have had the best doctors in the world and naturopaths save my life. But the one thing that I'm reminded of through you, Tracy Lynn, is that all of that is great, but you're basically running in place if you cannot access the magic. Mm-hmm. You're running in place. That was the birth of crust busting. Actually, I wasn't running. I was on the couch. I couldn't get off the couch. So talk for a minute about what it is that we are now called to learn about moving beyond these unconscious or subconscious beliefs, because we all have the magic within us, don't we?
Absolutely. And identifying what these structures are that have kept us stuck, displacing them with the truth, the universal truth about who we are. We are co-creators. We are powerful. We are lovable. We are loved. We are abundant. We are pure spirit form. And being able to step into that magic of knowing who you are, as opposed to living by the belief systems that were created as a child. You know, I had a lot in my upbringing. I was the middle child of three, and my brother was really close with my dad. My sister was very close with my mom, and I was the lost child. And I lived that my whole life. Just keep quiet, Tracy. You know, like, if you just keep your mouth shut, everything's fine. And when I started on my journey, it was like, I started speaking my truth. Like, this is really dysfunctional and this is not okay. And setting boundaries. And it ticked a lot of people off. You know, nobody wanted to hear the truth. It was like, Tracy Lynn, you're the problem. Just keep your mouth shut. Get back in your place. That's basically what it was. You know, you've got, like, think about the mobile above a baby's crib, right? And so when you pull one of those little hanging things off, it throws the balance off of everything. And that's what happens. And it's very uncomfortable to pull away from those systems, because people freak out. You know, like, for example, stepping into your magic and doing something that is far outside of what your family of origin would have ever done, you know, creating this radio show, just like you did, Dr. Pat, right? Like, oh my God, what's she doing? That's, like, you know, not what this family does. And I think you said your dad was a truck driver, right?
Yes. And dad, so, like,
so here you are doing something that's so far off, and it creates discomfort for everybody around you. And that discomfort could create such a pull for us to stay stuck and stay out of our magic. And so the willingness to let go of things that no longer serve you, and let go of things that, or people that are holding you back because they're uncomfortable. I mean, have you ever mentioned a big plan that you had to do something and you've had people go, oh, Dr. Pat, that's not a good idea. Oh, Dr. Pat, you're not going to be able to do this on, you're not going to be able to pull off this radio show on your own. And then they get in our head.
Oh, yeah. No. Literally a year, like 2005, maybe somebody from Jones Media found out about the show, and I went to his office and they wanted me to talk to him about syndicating. And I remember this like it was yesterday. Isn't that funny what we remember? And I remember this big building downtown and the guy sitting across from the desk, and I come in, you know, all of that stuff. And I wasn't really sure why I was there. I know my friend wanted me to go there. But the bottom line to this was, he basically spent the next 15 minutes telling me why my show would never be popular, why I was putting my eggs in a positive talk basket, that there was nobody really doing anything whatsoever like this in media, and that I should just pack up my little girly bag and go home. And by the way, your show's called Crust Busting. What the heck is that? And I remember this. And then he said, and you know nothing about Fromatic. So look, the best thing I learned from him is I didn't know anything about Fromatic. Mm. And when I left there, I found out. He says, I'm going to gift you something. I'm going to give you one of our coaches. If you work with this coach, he will get the direction of the show, because you are pretty good on air. But he'll get the direction in a place where we can syndicate it. Mm. They got me a coach. The coach gave me 3 bits of advice and then I fired him after 1 hour. People will not always approve of what you're doing. But Tracy Lynn, isn't it important for us to find that magic within to know what the truth really is? I mean, honestly, I had relationship breakup. I got sick because of my doubt. And I now know that in every nugget of anything that is put into my consciousness, there is magic. But what you do is to help people access it. Because see, that's really the missing link. People know that they've got a little magic within, clueless on how to access it in moments when we most need it. Can you talk to that?
It's fascinating. And I was just going to talk about what I've experienced about the last week and a half building up to this. I mean, I was waking up like just feeling depressed and feeling in a funk and like, what is this? Because I'm normally, I get up, I'm happy and like, okay, I'm optimistic and things are getting better. And after about a week and a half, I had one morning when I woke up and I thought, maybe I'm supposed to be miserable. Maybe I am supposed to just suffer through this life. And as insane as that sounded, that's how I was feeling at that moment, because I've been pushing and pushing and pushing forward so much. And then it hit me. My ego, I was about to step into something big, being on this radio show with you. And my ego was like, we got to take her down fast because this is too much. She is trying to shine. She is trying to have her voice. She is trying to help heal humanity and empower other people. And after my 5 minutes of having this conversation with myself and going back and forth, I realized what was happening. And it's just that insidious where it was like, I threw in the towel and I was like, I'm just, you know, screw this. I'm done with life. I'm just going to suffer and be a victim and martyr the rest of my life. But I was observing.
I'm laughing at you. I'm not laughing at you. I'm laughing at, you know, how we may be twins from another mother or something, right?
But this is what I'm talking about, observing. I mean, I was watching myself have this. I was like, who is that girl? Because that's not Tracy Lynn. And so I had that. Anyways, my point is, I had this vision and this plan and the universe was putting this opportunity in front of me. And that programming was like, no, 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 no. This is way too big for you. Shut it down.
Yep.
You're going to be too depressed. You're not going to be able to be on the show. You're going to have to call and cancel and it's going to be done. So this is what I want to share with the listeners. It's like, just be aware and observe. And when you have that magic inside of you about something, don't share it with everybody because everybody's got an opinion. And that negative energy pulls away from your magic. And you just keep that your little secret and you just... You know who the people are who are going to support you. You know who you can share it with and who are going to believe in you. And you just protect it. It's your little seedling.
You know, it's fascinating. We're talking about this because we're going to do a bunch of other shows together and then independently where we're going to talk about how do we put that beautiful, how do we pour that water on the magic seed? How do we help it grow? How do we protect it from frost, right? Mm-hmm. You know, how do we feed it the right nutrients to get it to nurture? And sometimes I have to go back to what you said earlier is if we're not around and aware of how we surround ourselves with our own thoughts and even our subconscious, or if we don't have somebody to reflect upon us. You know, when my relationship ended, right, I was shocked. And all my friends were like, oh, seriously? Like, have you been asleep for 10 years? Like, seriously? You know, what kind of radio show do you do? Are you just been like, what? Like, you didn't see this? I am an optimist. I am what you call a proverbial. In The Wizard of Oz, I was hoping that somehow the Wicked Witch would turn and become good. In the movie Jaws, I was okay until the shark ate the dog. But we have to bring optimism back, because somehow, isn't that part of a magical spark? I'm not saying to be naive. That's not what I'm saying, right? Mm-hmm. But we got to peel those layers back, because nobody likes to eat the skin of the onion. I don't know anybody. You ever put that thing in your mouth? No. Who eats that?
Yeah.
Great show. Again, tell people how they find out more about you. And then I just would love to know what your personal message is, especially with the recognition that all of us have this. It's not what's in our bank accounts, is it? Mm-mm. How do we find out more about you, Tracy Lynn? Thank you for a great premiere show. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Pat. It's been a pleasure. And it's just, I love the energy that's coming out of this. And I hope everybody feels the magic coming through the radio and internet waves. But, you know, I guess the biggest thing, just going back really fast to The Wizard of Oz. And as we watched for 2 hours, Dorothy's trying to find her way back home, right? And at the very end, after this journey and this pain and struggle and fear, the line that Glenda the Witch said to her is, "You've always had the power, my dear. You just had to learn it yourself." And that's what I want to leave our listeners and viewers with, is you have the power. You have the magic. And you get to tap into it, and you get to take it to whatever level you want. The possibilities are endless. And this is your birthright. This is the life that you are meant to live. And so tap into that magic and do what feels good. Do what feels good. I think we don't do enough of that. And so I'm sending everybody out there love and healing light and magic. And I'm so excited for our next show. I can be found on inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. And on my website, I believe it's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com/magic. I'm giving away a free intro book, Awaken Your Magic. And it's just a little bit of my writing from one of my other books, but it's free PDF that there's some insights and some tools to kind of, you know, identify some of these subconscious beliefs that people can start tapping into and addressing.
Yeah. And you know what? If I get that link, I'll put that up on transformationtalkradio.com, because it's so fascinating to me. And I know we're going to do this. Oh, well, let me just tell people, this is not the only show Tracy Lynn Wallace is going to be doing. We had a whole series planned. This is like, you know, like not even the appetizer. This is the thing that really talks about your passion.
Yeah.
And what you are doing to help people. Because I love that spark. We know when we feel that spark of magic. Mm-hmm. We also know when we want to turn away from it. And I got to tell you, your ears must have been ringing today. You see, if we don't go back to what you said earlier about entering the space of not knowing what we don't know, mm-hmm. we will miss things. We will miss funding opportunities because we think that no way would we be eligible for that, or the love of our life, because we have some vision around, really? They're never going to like me. Or maybe a job, or maybe working with Tracy Lynn, like, she'll never work with me, right? No. See, everything is so divinely appointed, and you reminding us that that is within. Today's world needs that. Mm-hmm. We need to be reminded that underneath that onion skin that nobody should eat, I think my mom used to boil those skins for a reason, but I don't even know. I don't know. I think she I think she put them in with chitlins. That's a smell we have to talk about in the next show. But underneath all that, that slice of juicy onion that you can put on top of that tuna fish sandwich, when that layer is pulled back and you reveal. Now I know what I'm having for lunch. Tracy, thank you so much.
You've been listening to Awaken Your Magic Within with Tracy Lynn Wallace. Join me every first Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to awaken your underlying power by shattering unconscious limiting beliefs which have been influencing your life. There is an innate part of you that thrives for love, happiness, and success. It is your birthright. The choices you make now have the ability to empower you to see things from a higher perspective. Visit me at inspiredwisdomcoaching.com. That's inspiredwisdomcoaching.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.